Welcome to Aspire. Very grateful you chose to be with me on this 10th day of July, 2023. We're going to talk about something that is essential in any spiritual practice you do. In fact, it is essential, I think, in life. And it has to do with discipline. We don't like discipline. We see this as a hindrance in this country. To us, the whole idea of being free, which we like to think we are and we're not, we're free and we can do whatever we want. And I hear this all the time from people. And that's what makes us a great country. We're not a great country. In fact, if you really look at it, we never have been a great country. We've been a country of crooks and pirates and liars and cheats. And we think nothing of hurting someone else to advance ourselves. Nothing. That's what we do. That's what we believe in. We can't even tell the truth in a moment, in any given moment. That's just a point of view we have, and we call that the truth. So with all this being said, and I know it sounds ugly, but it is ugly, and I'm sure you look at the news like I do and shake your head and wonder. Here's the deal. There must be a discipline. And if there is no discipline within our life, within ourselves, if we do not have any discipline, we're going to have difficulties. So the question comes from Roger. He says, do I have to become disciplined to get what you're saying? Roger. He doesn't tell me where he lives. Well, discipline brings about the result of no longer doing those things that hurt me or hurt you. I define discipline as not doing those things that hurt me. Now, the problem is that a lot of people have these dualistic ideas about that. One dualistic idea that I've encountered in my career is, well, I'll do it till it hurts, but if I get what I want, it'll be worth it. That's one. Another one is the whole idea of if I'm going to discipline myself, I have to be assured that I'll get the pony at the end of the road here. I'll get what it is that I really want, blah, blah, that kind of thing. So we do a lot of things. We say a lot of things. We miss a great deal. We absolutely miss a great deal. Because we're so busy living our life in the idea of that we should be able to do what we want, when we want, how we want, as we want. There are certain disciplines, yes, that a person must have if they are going to awaken spiritually. One of the differences between a religious person and one who is, shall we say, working on themselves is in the ability to humble themselves. You will know when you are in a great discipline, the discipline of not doing those things that keep you from consciousness, keep you from the heart of the way. You will know because you will feel a deep sense of gratitude for the humility that has overcome you to do things, say things, be things that your pride and your vanity would not allow before. You have to see the overall picture of your life. And Roger, if you don't have an overall kind of vision of your life and what it means and how to sustain a life worth living, a life that is beyond the ideals of right and wrong, good and bad. When you are done, like I said to Keith yesterday, when you are done with your futility and you no longer can do it anymore, not because you're not getting the results you want, but because you realize, now listen to me, that you're hurting yourself. You're setting yourself back in the progression of spiritual awakening. You're putting yourself at odds with your own life. You are not achieving consciousness. So the discipline to sit and meditate when you would rather be watching TV or doing something more entertaining or, shall we say, gratifying. You would call it rewarding, but gratifying. When you would rather do that, what is gratifying, than that which is liberating, then you may know there are great difficulties going on. I've watched people, Roger. I have years on you, I'm sure. And I've been in this work of trying to serve humankind for a long, long time now, over 50 years. And I am looking at it from the point of view as there is no way to help people. They are set. And you're never going to find what you may be looking for through other people and emulating their lifestyle of wanting more than what is happening now kind of thing. If you truly wish to understand the way, if you truly wish to rise above it all, you're going to have to discipline yourself to not do those things that hurt you. You are going to need humility. You're going to need kindness. You're going to need teachability to higher causes than the ones you live for, which are survival. When you are willing to go that far and that deep within yourself, when you are willing to not do those things that harm you, spiritually speaking, understanding that hatred, violence, vengeance, pride just don't make it. They don't make you susceptible to consciousness. When you are more interested in the development of consciousness than you are in your bank account or who loves you or trying to fix your low self-esteem, when you are beyond all of that and you see the bigger picture, you understand that giving yourself over to the whims of the animal that you and I are as a biology is self-defeating. And you would no longer do that anymore because you realize it's an animal. And all it wants is dominance. And it wants what it wants to protect itself from being hurt or displeasured, as I call it. When a person isn't being pleasured, that's when they're up to their greatest mischief. And that's when they go out and start doing things that demean them, that look absolutely normal in our society and our culture. Absolutely normal. Gratifying ourselves through, let's say, the entertainment of violence and hatred, self-righteousness, video games, killing people, defending the country, things like that. This is all terrible stuff that we do, and they have their ramifications, and we see it in our society with shooters. So you have to understand there's a bigger picture involved here, Keith. You asked me, do I have to become disciplined to get what you're talking about? Yes. Instead of allowing your mind just to do whatever it wants and wander around in the prairies of your intellectual acuities, you have to begin to focus. What is the focus? It is love. It is how to find the reveal of love in you. This reveal is deeply important. I can't say that enough to you, how deeply important it is. I have a saying, Roger, everybody rolls their eyes when they hear it. We have to live to let love live us. To actually let love live us. And when we find that love to live us, we find the ingredients of deep kindness, compassion. We turn our karmic life around and we place ourselves in the loving arms of the goodness of our being, that which is the source, our soul. And when that occurs, then we have that sentient soul and the real means for kindness, love, forgiveness, and changing our life from that of being animalistic to that of being conscious. A man, a woman in consciousness, in love. That's the big one. And very few people sad to say, are interested in any of this. Thank you for your kind words, Roger, about the program, and I deeply appreciate it. Thank you one and all for listening. We'll be back on the air next week. And as always, do you have the consciousness? Do you have the heart to forgive me? Namaste.